Welcome back to Beyond the Paddock. I'm your host, Sarah, and thank you for joining us today. This is our second last episode of the year. We are so thankful for everything 2025 has brought us, and we hope everyone had a wonderful holiday season. So thank you for being with us today. So on today's episode, we will be looking at some of the 2026 regulation changes. So we are going to see some major changes next season. We're looking, it's going to be a new car era. So we are expecting that the team standings, there'll be a bit of a shakeup in the current team standings under this new car era. So a couple of the big changes we're going to see moving forward are, firstly, the power units. So there's new power units coming in, and they're going to rely more on the electrical energy. So we're going to see a 50-50 split between electrical power and then the internal combustion engine, and a total of like 300% increase in electrical power. So the engine itself is still staying the same. But what this change means, we think that you're going to see, you're less likely to see a disparity between the best and the worst power units between the teams. This may work to kind of even the playing field a little bit. We see there's five major engine providers for the season: Mercedes, Ferrari, Red Bull, Ford, Honda, and Audi. Aston Martin's with Honda for the season. Red Bull Ford is with Red Bull and Racing Bulls. Audi's with Audi. Ferrari is covering the engines for Ferrari, Haas, and Cadillac. And the big one, Mercedes, is with four teams: Mercedes, McLaren, Williams, and Alpine. And this new Mercedes engine is rumored to be 13 seconds faster than the other engines out there. So there is some speculation that these four teams will have a big advantage over the rest of the teams. So right now that's kind of just what's being rumored. So we will have to see if that is true. The second big change for 2026 is no more DRS. So DRS is being replaced by a combination of active aerodynamic. There's going to be an X mode and a Z mode and an overtake mode. That's part of the hybrid power unit. So let's look at this here. So basically, when cars hit 200 miles per hour, and for our Canadian listeners, that's 322 kilometers an hour, the speeds will taper off due to the new engines, but then the override button will give the drivers more electrical power that lasts longer. So this will likely, there is speculation. Okay, so this will likely only be allowed when a car is within 1 second of another. So essentially DRS, but different. So, okay. Drivers are going to have movable front and rear wings, and the X mode will be for drag reduction on the straights, and the Z mode will be for cornering grip. And it will be deployable, like the electrical power will be deployable and give a boost. So basically, you're looking at the drivers are going to have more strategic choices over like the full lap, which is a little bit unlike DRS. So there's going to be two modes. There'll be the straight mode. So every driver on every single lap will have access to the two modes. So there'll be the straight mode, and that's when the front and rear wing flaps open to reduce the overall drag, and they can be used by all cars on the straight to reduce the drag and to increase their top speed. And then there's also the corner mode. So when the front and rear wings close, they'll close to increase the downforce, and that allows for greater cornering speeds, right? So drivers will also have controls on their steering wheel that will be used, activated to get maximum power from the engine and from the battery. So this will help. There's extract lap time, attack for position, and defend from a challenge. So the three buttons are, the first one's the boost button, and that can be used anywhere on the track at any time for an attack or a defense if they have enough charge left in their battery. And then there's the overtake mode, which is used just for attacks, and that gives extra power at top speed to the drivers that are within 1 second of the car in front. It replaces the DRS, but it only has one single detection point. And then there's the recharge button that controls the recharge battery. The use of this is going to be very tactical. We're going to get into that in a little bit, but this is one of the big changes that we're seeing coming out. Also, it's the car size. We're going to see smaller and lighter cars. The tires are also going to be smaller. And we're going to see a more agile car coming out of these changes. The car is going to be 30 kilograms lighter. The tire width reduced by 2.5 centimeters on the front, 3 centimeters on the rear. The 18 inch diameter of the tire remains the same. And the wheelbase will be reduced by 20 centimeters. So the car itself, the wheelbase will be reduced by 20 centimeters and the car width will be reduced by 10 centimeters and the maximum floor width will be reduced by 15 centimeters. Downforce as a result will be reduced by 30% and drag by 55%. We're also seeing a move to sustainable fuel. Each team will run 100% sustainable fuel. So the sustainable fuel will be found through like non-food sources, through waste. And the F1 goal is to be net zero carbon by 2030. This could also have a huge effect on performance and will definitely lead to more sustainable racing. We are seeing an increase in the budget cap. In 2025, the budget cap was 135 million or 102 million pounds. But the cost of making these new cars is expensive. So it means the FIA has had to up the cost cap for 2026. So we're seeing an increase to $215 million, or which equates to 159.6 million pounds. So we're also hearing a bit of gossip out there. That a constructor is reportedly developing an electronic solution for front wing aero control, moving away from hydraulics. So this could help reduce weight, it could give a performance gain, and this is a significant technical challenge. Only time will tell if this rumor is true, and it's rumored to be Audi. So this will be very interesting. Driver safety continues to be a priority. There has been safety enhancements for the 2026 season. The roll hoop has strengthened to take 23% more load, which, fun fact, is the weight of 9 family cars. And drivers are more protected from side impact and secondary impact. So any improvement, enhancements to driver safety is always welcome. So, with these new cars, we're going to leave on this last point. The 2026 season, driver skill will be paramount. With all the new changes, you will have to be a tactical driver. You need to shift from that flat out racing, from just like saving your tires to becoming more of a tactical racer. You need to focus more on energy management. You have to focus on active aerodynamics. So we really feel that the experienced drivers will do better. You need to have racing sense. You need to be able to think fast and to think your way through the race and not just get out there and drive. So we feel that we're going to get into our predictions a little later, but right now we're just going to kind of float this out here. We're going to name our top three. In what order, we're not sure yet, but we're going to name our top three. Max Verstappen, he's a very adaptable driver. He will do well. Lando Norris, McLaren has the performance edge. He's consistent. He's adaptable and he is a very smart driver. We think he is going to excel next season. And our third is George Russell. We really expect him to have one of the strongest cars on the grid for 2026. And he has the experience and he has the smarts. So that's our bit of a little prediction. We'll get more into that later. But there's, again, big changes coming, big changes to the car. Do we like the changes? We're not sure yet. Will it make for better racing? We're not sure yet. But that's our report for now. So thank you so much for joining us today. And we look forward to speaking with you for our final episode of 2025 next week. Thanks.